You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to the episode 28 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is Spiritual Warfare. Five ways to defeat your enemies. Spiritual warfare is an invisible battle that does not need the use of an AK-47 rifle. It is one of the mysteries of life that needs divine understanding. God created us to have three different forms: the body, soul, and spirit. And He created the earth, which is the physical realm, for our body to be in charge. God created the heavens, the spiritual realm, for the spirits to be in charge. The origin of spiritual warfare started when Satan and other rebellious angels were chased out of heaven. The book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 9 says, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Since Satan could not win the throne of God, he had declared spiritual war against humanity to stop everyone from gaining heaven. The book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 17 says, "And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Spiritual warfare is the fight between your spirit and evil spirit. It can also occur between the spirit of light and darkness. Don't be scared of spiritual warfare, because it is an event every Christian will encounter in various ways. The power of Jesus is above all powers of the demonic forces. What are the causes of spiritual warfare? Satan chose to wage war against humanity as a form of retaliation for his defeat in heaven. Satan's plan is to attack and defeat the soul of human creatures. He does not want us to experience peace on earth, and he wants the human race to be spiritually defeated into sins. Satan initiates spiritual warfare so that everyone can join him and his demons in the lake of fire, the eternal punishment. The book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 says, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Many unpleasant and mysterious experiences of life is an outcome of spiritual warfare. Some of the weapons used by Satan for spiritual warfare against humanity include some of the following: deceit, fear, unbelief in Jesus Christ, pride, condemnation, enticement, and so on. Since God did not originate spiritual warfare, then we must not be ignorant of devil's devices. Paul was conscious of this fact when he advised the Corinthians to embrace forgiveness. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." What are the spiritual gadgets you can use to defeat Satan? The spiritual gadgets to defeat Satan. 1. Always say the truth. I remember those days when things go wrong, my mom would always ask me to say the truth so that devil could be ashamed. I experienced a serious spiritual warfare within my heart, struggling with a voice telling me to lie, since saying the truth can attract scolding. You can't overcome any spiritual warfare if you delight in lies. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 13 and 14 says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having guided your ways with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The second gadget to put on is accepting the Prince of Peace. You will defeat all spiritual warfare if you accept Jesus Christ as the only Savior that could control your life. Your heart is always the battlefield of the spiritual warfare. If you obey the will of God in your lifestyle, then He will fill your heart with peace. So the weapon of fear from the enemy will be defeated. The book of John chapter 14 verses 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The third point is have faith in Jesus. Faith is a very strong gadget. Spiritual warfare takes its course to defeat you when you allow fear to overwhelm your heart. The brave action that could defeat spiritual warfare is to secure your heart with faith in Jesus Christ. Don't give up when your dream realm that links to the spiritual realm is filled with nightmares. You will defeat all spiritual warfare if you believe in the power of Jesus. At the mention of His name, every knee must bow. Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 says, "Therefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth." The fourth armor you need to put on is fervent prayers. When you encounter spiritual warfare, do not run from one pastor to another prophet. Neither the magician nor the satanist could help you defeat the spiritual warfare. A fervent prayer to the Lord is a strong weapon that defeats spiritual enemies. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 say, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Another gadget you need to put on is blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has been a powerful weapon that constantly defeats Satan in all spiritual warfare. Accept Jesus into your life with all your heart, and He will fight the battle for you. The book of Revelation chapter 12 verses 11 says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." You will defeat devil every day in your life if your faith is strengthened in the Lord all the time, and if you are fervent in your prayers and you live a godly life. When you live a holy life, devil will become powerless in your life every day. God bless you. I pray, O Lord, strengthen us every day that we'll have power to overcome every forces of darkness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you've been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.fireandgrace.com. Thank you.